up? I'm Bobby Pickles, and just like that, it's episode 20 of the Dying Scene Radio Show, the official weekly punk rock podcast of the music news website, DyingScene.com. Radio for the punks, by the punks. This week, Bob and I are switching things up. Ain't that right, Bob?
That's a fact, Jack. I'm going to go ahead and give you the news, and we're going to see what kind of taste you have or don't have in music as you explore this week's punk rock music in the week that was. This is episode 20 of Dying Scene Radio.
Right, and I'm right over here with my business associate, Tone Loki.
Hey, what's up, guys?
Tone, don't be all Loki? Shy, Tone. Well, Tone Loki. Everybody has their own stupid names. Bobby Pickles, Bob Noxious. And this is Tone Loki. You can call him Tone. Call him Loki. Can we call you anything else? Asshole? Scumbag?
Right off the bat, I got to say this. Bobby gave me an email this afternoon and said that Tone Loki was going to be on the show, and I can't call him the bum, but I got to be respectful. But you got to let people know that you've referred to the bum for 19 episodes.
We don't have to overtly say anything, because people who have been following along, they know the backstory. Just roll with me here, man. We're going to be good. This guy doesn't feel comfortable talking about that. It's not important, really. The important thing is, this is Tone Loki.
Tone Loki.
He's my business associate, and that's it. And we're doing a lot of shit here, man. We make t-shirts. Speaking of which, if anybody needs any merch out there, if you're a punk band and you need some screen printing, you can actually email my business associate here, Tone Loki, and then he'll be more than obliged to give you a quote on some t-shirts. And that's ToneLoki@FatEnzo.com. So there you have it, Bob. But this week, man, we're switching roles. I think that's the big thing. I'm the guy who's doing all the music. I took your job over this week. I'm the music director. And Bob, you're the news director. Ain't that right?
I'm coordinating this week what I think the people need to know in punk rock. It may not be relevant. It may not even be recent, because I don't know how to work this damn Google Analyticator that you gave me. But I did it anyway, and I clicked a link, and you know what, Bobby? I found a link that led me back to 2010. But that's cool, because you know why? Because I caught up on some news that I didn't know about. Dying Scene has that much of a back catalog of stuff. What do you say we get into some news, dude?
All right, man, hit us up.
Local resident failure slash hack the mainframe drummer Kai Smith is back with another one of his infamous five-minute drum chronologies. Now, this time, Bobby, he's playing tunes from Pennywise. Now, his other works, they include the chronologies of NOFX, Frenzel Rum, Strung Out, Rise Against, and all their extensive discographies. Find out more at his YouTube channel and see what a badass drummer this dude is. By the way, while you're there, check out Local Resident Failure's latest album, This Here's the Hard Part, came out just recently in March through P Records. Find the links, DyingScene.com. Have you seen those videos, Bobby? He's a pretty kick-ass rad drummer, man. He's got, like, the multi-camera GoPro shoot, and he's tearing it up. I know that's not news to you, but I thought it was pretty kick-ass.
What else you got, Bob?
Two members of the French ska punk act called P.O. Box, along with some friends, have put together a vocal arrangement of a rancid melody that is definitely worthy of your attention. Now, the quartet sings about, I don't know, 8 or 10 of the classic rancid songs, Radio, Fall Back Down, Ruby Soho, Roots Radicals, Journey to the End of East Bay, Poison, Nihilism, Life Won't Wait, Olympia Washington, Hooligans, New Dress, Bloodcock, Tenderloin, and Sidekick, among others, all sung a cappella. You know what that means, dude? All with their vocals, man. No instruments, right? But at the very end of the video, check it out. They do Old Friend, which is, you know, rancid song. You got to check
Hell
that
yeah,
out.
Man.
I ain't even going to give it away. Check it out on DyingScene.com. Finally, I got one more news item for you, Bobby, and then I want you to play me some new music, goddammit. Against Me have announced that they will release a new live record, 23 Live Sex Acts, on September the 4th. The band released their latest album, Transgender Dysphoria Blues, back in January of last year on their own Total Treble Music. Now, you can stream the live version of True Trans Soul Rebel on DyingScene.com. Bobby, I gotta tell you, I loathe live albums. It's usually just a cheap disguise for non-productivity within the band, and it's usually reserved for bands that don't have enough hits for a greatest hits package. Speaking of packages, Off With Their Head have just released a new music video covering the Laura Jane Grace song, Harsh Realms. Make sure you check that out on Dying Scene. Bobby, play me some new music, man. I gotta shut up. I need a drink of water. I've spoke too much.
All right, Bob, it's my turn. Woo! Here we go. This next track is from the Virginia Beach punks Bad Korea, who are incidentally streaming their debut full-length entitled 2. Bob, I spoke with Bad Korea guitarist, vocalist Keith B. earlier in the week because I just wanted to clarify the title of the record was in fact 2, written like the Roman numerals, and not ill, as in Kim Jong-il. Keith admitted that he had missed that. Oh well, maybe they'll make that the name of a song eventually. Or licensed to Kim Jong-il. Yeah, he also wants us all to know that they're not Korean. You can give the album a listen on DyingScene.com. 2 was released on June 6th. If you like what you hear, you can download yourself a copy on the group's Bandcamp. This is Bad Korea with the track Scene Police on Dying Scene Radio.
This is Keith with Bad Korea, and you're listening to Dying Scene Radio.
Everything is falling into place. All the wheels come. true. Yeah, you're saying what they tell you to say, and then it finally hits you. Time slipped away. It was all your imagination. It was all just a real bad dream. You can search for an explanation, but you're standing in front of a blue screen, and you're doing what they tell you to do. Yeah, you're saying what they tell you to say, and then it finally hits you. Slipped away.
Boom. And that right there was the Long Island ska group High School Football Heroes. They're giving away their new EP entitled 2K15 for free, or the Name Your Price download on the group's Bandcamp page. So Bob, it's a good opportunity for you to get your grubby little hands on some new music for the cheap. The EP is the aptly named follow-up to the band's 2014 EP entitled 2K14. That's pretty original, right Bob?
Man, for sure, man. My hard drive runneth over each week. I scour the internets and dyingscene.com and get the best of new music, man. That's one of them I've got on my hard drive. I haven't listened to it until now, though, man. Good stuff, man. Nice call.
That track right there was called Like Dynamite. Bobbo, kicking it back to you in the newsroom.
Body Count frontman Ice-T talked about their remake of the Suicidal Tendencies classic Institutionalized this week, explaining, "We did Institutionalized to pay homage to Suicidal." Hold on, I got to say this in my Ice-T voice. "We did Institutionalized..." Wait, that's too ghetto. All right. So you know what he said? He said he dug the shit out of Suicidal when he was younger. I can't read this shit, Bobby. I can paraphrase it. They dug it. They re-recorded it. It's kick-ass. It came out a year ago, and it still kicks ass to this day. I love me some Body Count, and I love me some fucking Suicidal.
I think I read that article there, Bob. What? Oh, so he was interviewed, and he gave homage to Mike...
Psycho Maiko.
He said it's funny. It was like a, not like a song, really. It was just like him ranting.
Yeah, it was just a giant rant.
All he wanted was a Pepsi. Yeah,
that's
just
right.
Just a Pepsi, and she wouldn't give it to me. Just one Pepsi.
Exactly.
I remember listening to that when I was in high school, Bobby, and that was the shit back then, dude. Suicidal.
Yes, it was.
Suicidal for life.
Still one of my all-time favorites.
Have you ever seen Suicidal Tone?
About 5 or 6 times.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah,
I actually saw them open up for Metallica in 92.
I saw that.
I saw that too, man.
With Danzig?
No, it wasn't Danzig down here. It was Metallica, Fight. Remember Rob Halford's band, Fight?
Oh, yes. Another one of my favorites.
I don't remember who else was on that bill. Somebody else, not quite as big as Metallica, but bigger than Fight, was on there too. I can't remember who.
That sounds like it was a sick show. When I saw it, it was Suicidal, Danzig, Metallica, Orange County Speed Grounds, Middletown, New York.
Yep.
Hell yeah.
I just saw Suicidal down here in Florida about a year ago, man.
I saw them in New York City about 2 years ago, Times Square.
I think I heard some rumblings about maybe some recordings upcoming with those guys soon, so we'll see what happens.
Well, they released one last year, 13.
Yep, yeah, I remember that. It's a good record.
Bob, what else you got in the news, man?
London, UK, not Canadian. The Melodic Punks, Mug, are getting ready to put out their new album, Growler, this June 19th, which will basically it's a day after this podcast airs. And Dying Scene is excited to bring you an exclusive stream of the entire thing in advance. So go fucking listen now. No, how about in an hour when the podcast is over? You'll find the pre-order links online too, so you won't have to stay up all night waiting at your computer to download it when it comes out. Know what I mean?
I think everybody knows what you mean, Bob.
Female-fronted Los Angeles-based pop punks Bad Cop Bad Cock, who were featured in episode 18 of Dying Scene Radio, have released their full-length debut, Not Sorry, this week on Fat Records. It was produced by the legendary frontman and bassist of NOFX, Fat Mike. If you're still up in the air with this band, they're streaming their new record for free. I'm pretty sure that you're going to like it, and you'll find all the links in the familiar places. Those of you on the West Coast, check out Bad Cop, Bad Cop on tour with Good Riddance right now.
Bob, what's the correct way to put the slash, the forward slash in there? Have you ever thought about that? Have you ever constantly thought about that for like
no.
an hour?
Actually, or two? It actually angers and annoys me when people use a backslash.
Why?
Everybody knows it's a front slash.
What? There's two different slashes, Bob. They're both named different things, technically, also.
I'm sure.
And one
front slash and backslash.
Right. The slash that Bad Cop Bad Cop uses is, I'm not sure if it's a front slash. Let me take a look at it. You know what's so funny? I'm so crazy. I have their EP, Boss Lady, and on that EP in iTunes, there is no slash. So I actually went in and changed the title so that they would go both be put into the same category, like this, under the same name, Bad Cop, Bad Cop. I removed that slash. But they had it just on one side on the iTunes version of their new Not Sorry record.
Listen here, you grammar Nazi. It's Bad Cop, Bad Cop with a front slash. You're not telling me anything different.
All right, well, whatever. Listen, my whole point is they should have it separated on both sides, okay? And they don't. And then they do have it written somewhere else. Man, they need to clear that fucking shit up. I'm fucking angry over here.
Are you talking about a space in between a word and a slash?
That's correct, Bob. Let me introduce the next fucking song, man. Let's move along here. All right?
You're making my head hurt with all this
God
English.
God damn it. This next track is from Washington, D.C.'s incorrigible garage punks, Loud Boys, who have only been playing live as a band for a little over a year. But it's equally become abundantly clear that these five dudes are here to shake shit up. They'll be releasing their new album, Tough Love, Hard Feelings, on July 10th via Cricket Cemetery Records. And to get you fired up, they're premiering this new track right here entitled I Am the Night. Find the link to the pre-order on dyingscene.com. And Bob, in the band photo on their website, the dude on the far left has a Bud Light in hand. That was enough for me to include them on this week's playlist.
And if they don't lose that fucking Z off the name of the band, I'm going to hunt them down and kill them.
I'm going to kill them if they don't start drinking real beer.
I might be a grammar Nazi, but you guys are beer Nazis. This Bud's for you. Here's Loud Boys, I Am the Night on Dying Scene Radio.
Big Wig, and you're listening to Dying Scene Radio. Head over to iTunes and leave some horrible comments about Bob.
Dying Scene Radio.
All right, I saw a screen back there. Somebody does screen printing.
We do most of our own screen printing.
Cool, man. Awesome.
No, it sucks.
And you got a 40-ounce. Nice.
Old English.
Breakfast of Champions.
The 8-ball.
Is it breakfast?
Guys, do you like Bud Light? What are your thoughts and opinions on Bud Light? We got a rolling...
Why do you push this shit, Bobby? Why do you push that piss water?
From the beer capital of America, Bud Light, I think, comes out of our taps.
Domestic shit, we have Coors here, too. So, I remember for a while I adhered like, to the just drink Coors thing, right? But then my girlfriend got me into Bud Light. She said, man, just try one of these. And it was pretty good. I was ashamed to admit it, but I pretty much made the switch most of the time.
I hate to say this, but I'm going to have to deduct about 3 punk points off of that for you, that last comment there. If you tell me next that you're going to be drinking Bud Light Lime, then I'm going to have to disconnect this call.
What about Limeritas?
Here we are. Welcome to the show. We got the AOKs, which are, where are you guys at? In your living room in Philadelphia? Where's home?
Well, no, we're actually at our practice space, which is our drummer Bob's house in Denver, Colorado.
Oh, that's right.
Totally different, Bob. 2 hours behind us, Bob. In Colorado. Guys, how are you enjoying the legal stuff?
We don't do that shit.
Oh, yeah, gross.
Ew.
I only use it in the morning just to kind of get me going. And then I have breakfast, though, and then you kind of come down. So then
it's crazy, man. Everybody's doing it. All the kids. There is a dispensary on every street. It's like a 7-Eleven or a Starbucks.
What I like about it is you forget what a novelty, I guess, it is for it to be legal here. So when you go and travel, you know, obviously people ask about it everywhere you go, but you can't find weed as readily as you can at home, so you kind of get used to just finding it when you need it.
It kind of is like heading up to the 7-Eleven. Bobby's told me before about his prescription service. It's just right around the corner.
That's right.
It's so convenient.
Hey, well, I'm in the state of Connecticut, so it's medicinal here. But guys, it makes it tough for you to want to go out on tour, right? Why leave home?
It's a consideration for me being such a heavy pothead. You know, we're about to leave for 30 days for the Sky Revival Tour. And yeah, you know, you got to figure it out. I don't know if I should air this.
Those who are listening, help a brother out.
Are all you guys out of Connecticut, or what about other folks?
I'm in Florida.
Okay, right on.
Yeah, so, you know, we do this East Coast thing. You know, they're up north, I'm down south. I'm down here in the nation's penis. This 30-day tour that you guys are getting ready to go on, are you coming down to the Sunshine State, or what's going on? Where are you going?
We're actually coming to St. Petersburg.
And it'll be my first time in Florida, I think a lot of these guys, too.
My family did some time in Florida.
Yeah. So, yeah, did time. It was hard time.
Yeah, I'm familiar with it, but...
I don't know, I'm looking forward to see Florida, man, because I don't know what to expect, you know, so.
Well, oh my God, aren't we barking up the right tree, man? I'm actually from Florida.
Well, it's going to be hot.
Originally, and I know exactly what you guys are talking about, man. This guy, your family did time in Florida?
My dad was military, so we were at the Air Force bases.
Right in Tampa?
Yeah.
Wow.
Top secret shit going on.
Yeah, for real.
And how long were you there for before you moved to Colorado?
Well, I was probably conceived there, so I was probably there for a couple of months, but then then we moved to Colorado. So.
Holy shit, you're conceived in Florida.
Daddy was knocking boots in the barracks over there.
I would be too proud of that.
I'm down here in Tampa myself. I'm not too far from the Air Force Base. But St. Pete, what's the date? Because I will definitely be out there and, you know, we can hook a brother up.
Hey, dude, you watch that Stanley Cup out there? Did you care about that?
I did. Of course I did, man. That was the big news this week. Unfortunately, you know, we lost. We got to give it to Chicago.
You know, goalie played with a torn groin, man.
Torn groin.
Let's think about that and feel his pain. Holy shit.
Yes.
Everybody thought, speaking of shits, he played through it so well that they thought he had diarrhea.
We will be in St. Petersburg on July 25th.
You know what's funny?
What is funny?
I have a show in my band July 25th in downtown St. Petersburg. Where are you guys playing at? Are you playing at 662 or Foo Bar?
662.
Yep. You're playing about a block and a half away from me, so we'll hook up, guys.
Yeah, let's at least get a drink or something.
For sure. Well, if you like beer, we're playing at the Amsterdam, which is about a block and a half or so west of there. No, it's four blocks west of there. It's a quick, short walk. There's lots to see, but lots of great, great beers, man. And absolutely, let's hook up.
Cool.
Hell yeah.
Let's do it.
Well, looky there, you're in competition with each other.
I don't know. Maybe. What kind of music do you play?
Well, we're punk rock. I wouldn't say that we're competition. You guys got the horns and stuff, so... You guys are on Sky Revival?
Yes.
So who else is on this tour with it? I mean, talk about competition. Like, who are we up against here? I know you guys, but who else?
So we're co-headlining with Be Like Max from Las Vegas, Nevada. And then we're playing with just like a host of local bands all over the place. I think the Florida band we're playing with is Victims of Circumstance.
Those guys are pretty cool, man. I like those guys. They remind me of Les and Jake, but, you know, being from Florida, I guess it's inevitable. And
for sure. They're going to be using that show as their kickoff, because then they're going to go fly out to Europe and play some dates, which good for them.
Yeah.
It's fucking awesome.
For sure, man. Kick ass.
So we've been touring for probably 6 years now and just have kind of like made friends with everybody wherever we've gone. And so we're just kind of like making that network now and playing a couple dates with everybody that we've grown to love throughout the country. And this is actually our first time heading that far out east. So it's really exciting.
Yeah, our first nationwide one. So yeah. We're making kind of the whole loop. We've gone out west and done stuff like that. But this will be the first time going out that way. Dude, yeah, looking forward to that very much. Because we got to plant those seeds, as it were. And you just want to meet people and new bands and stuff out there. And, you know, you don't know what you'll run into.
Yeah, you got to plant those pot seeds everywhere. That's what you got to do.
Yeah. It's like
Johnny Appleseed.
That's right.
What do you got, 8 people in the band?
We have 7.
7, all right. Still, that's a pretty fair number to be traveling the entire country with. Now, how are you guys doing it? Are you good at caravanning it? Surely you don't have a bus. Do you have like a Sprinter van? How are you getting around the country?
We got a 15-seater van. Probably we bought it used. It was probably used for some sort of, I don't know, like Pennsylvania Dutch thing, yeah, or something before us. But that thing has been pretty loyal to us so far.
And obviously, you have a trailer, right? Got to have a trailer.
We're going to be sharing gear with Be Like Max. So we have a sort of strategy going about where merch, where equipment goes, everything.
How many people are riding in the van?
Well, there's going to be 8 of us. It's going to be us 7. And then we're bringing along a videographer to kind of like document everything. And then Be Like Max is what, 6 members?
5, no.
Yeah, 5 members and Be Like Max. They have their own van. That thing might blow up, but who the fuck knows. And then, you know, we're going to be 30 days on tour. And we're probably at some point going to get pissed off at each other. So we're all going to like...
You guys are going to hate each other. 5-6 days in, as you start getting miserable because nobody can stretch out to sleep, you guys are going to hate each other.
Yeah, I bring a fucking neck pillow on the tour. So my head doesn't bob. You know, you can't lean over in a van and just fall asleep. So you try to sit up and your head bobs and it's terrible on your neck.
Yeah, and don't even get us started on masturbating. That's a whole different thing.
Beat seat. Dude, what I was going to say about our vans, though, is this one has never had a mechanical problem and is great to roll in. All of our old shit, we had our first van, a wheel fell off of during the tour. Straight fell off three hours in. We're in a good spot now, I think.
Yeah, we're good. Yeah. Hopefully.
Are you guys coming up north?
Where up north?
New York City?
Yep, we will be in New York and the surrounding areas.
I'm in Fairfield County, Connecticut. It's close. It's like a suburb of New York City. So, when are you guys playing? In Brooklyn or something?
We haven't booked a venue yet in NYC. We're trying to figure that out now. So if you have any suggestions, that'd be awesome.
I know a couple of booking agents. I could probably help you out. Absolutely.
Cool. Email me because that'd be great.
Sounds good, man. Look, now we're getting in the booking business.
Yeah, right?
Stay away from that sleazy promoter, Robert Picarillo. Holy shit.
Hey, you,
word to the wise.
You outed me, man. You used my real name. Whatever. It's fine.
Unmasked. Listen, you guys got a new record that's coming out, in about Friday? Is that when it comes out? New record?
Saturday, yeah.
Saturday.
Thank you guys for playing the song off there. That was cool.
We did, yeah, episode 17 with the Ben Weasel episode.
Yeah, you're getting a lot of airplay, bro.
It was cool to even be mentioned by Ben Weasel and something, so it was neat. I'll tell you what, if you never heard kind of the sentiment he expressed from anyone else, if you're in a ska band, you haven't heard that. You know what I mean? You've heard that same stuff forever, so it's not a surprise that he would feel that way, and it's whatever, you know?
But I'm going to start some controversy and say, fuck Ben Weasel! No,
we're coming after you, dude. We're coming!
Ah!
Never Colorado.
We're young and you're not!
Guys, we're going to end on that note, man. That's going to be the end of it right there. That's perfect.
It's kind of sad, and I think it's kind of funny. Every single human life can be boiled right down to money. We have no intrinsic value, just another form of cattle. And the life they try to sell, go on to dress you up for battle. Don't trust the news and don't trust the media. Don't trust the bullshit that they are feeding you. Come in and kill, not a cheap girl in the back of the back. Yeah, we'll take it day by day. They'll try to keep you inside, but darkness finds a way. Darkness finds a way. A slow enveloping decay, deriving pleasure from your pain. As we struggle day by day. I'm feeling symptomatic, I'm feeling automatic. I'm feeling out of control, of control, of control. I'm feeling symptomatic. journey I will always seem to trust. Full of dissenting opinions will make enemies of us. Don't trust the God, don't trust the government, don't trust the whole damn world that you're living in. Shit ain't consuming, shit ain't consuming, till you've achieved your doom. Don't trust the news, don't trust the media, don't trust the bullshit that they are feeding you. Come and kill, mother chief girl in the top of the goddamn town. Darkened is illusion, yeah, we'll take it day by day. They'll try to keep you lucid, but darkness finds a way.
Case.
And we're young and supple.
You're listening to Dying Scene Radio.
Fuck Ben Weasel!
Motherfucker!
I eat my dinner in the bathtub, then I go to sex clubs, watching freaky people getting it on. It doesn't make me nervous, if anything I'm restless. Yeah, I've been around and I've seen it all. I get home, I got the munchies, I've been done on my pizza, throw up in that tub and then
cover of the Tove Lo, I think that's how it's pronounced, song
Tove
Habits.
Lo.
Thank you for the
my
correction.
Dinner in the bathtub, then I go to sex clubs. Yeah, I know that song.
You know that song?
Yeah, man.
All right, I'm an idiot. I never heard that song before. Tony, you heard that song before?
I never have.
Well, basically, anyway, they just released a video for that song, and you can see it on DynC.com. You can find the track available for free download on the group's Bandcamp page. Bob, I heard the original. You know, I watched its corresponding video as well. I had never heard it before. It's really quite different, man. Prior to that, though, we played a track entitled Dark and Delusioned by the ska punk veterans, the AOKs, who we just spoke to also. And they're currently streaming their upcoming new album in its entirety. It's set for release on June 20th. The record's called Maybe Partying Will Help. Bob, that was a fun little talk.
Yes, right? Man. Yeah, those guys are good guys. Anybody in Colorado is all right with me. And I'll catch those guys when they're down here in Florida.
I fucking love Colorado, man. Why don't I live in Colorado?
Why don't you live in Colorado?
Because he's stupid.
Please, God, dear universe, would you please just make it legal everywhere in the United States, just like Colorado? Thank you. And let the banks start supporting it, too. Actually, you know what? Maybe it's good that the banks don't support it, right?
We don't know what the hell the banks are up to.
Yeah, we don't know what the hell the banks are up to. But that's for another podcast. Anyway, Bob, you got some news?
Sure, man. Remember last week we spoke with the recently reunited Bigwig? Well, next stop on the reunion bandwagon is the legendary Chicago punk band 88 Fingers Louie, who just blew the dust off this year at the Punk Rock Bowling event. Now you have yet another chance to check them out, and the band has just announced the following shows in August and September. Grand Rapids, Michigan, Detroit, Michigan, Green Bay, Wisconsin, and Chicago. Yeah, you can all expect some dates from 88 Fingers Louie. 88 Fingers Louie last released a live CD DVD entitled 88 Fingers Louie Lives back in 2009, and their last full length Back on the Streets in 1998. Way back then, back in the good old days, Bobby.
Yeah. Dude, 88 Fingers Louie, I remember that, man.
88 Tone, fingers up your ass.
Did you ever listen to that band?
I've heard a few of their songs. I don't remember too much about it. It's been a while.
Yeah, you're primarily, what kind of punk rock do you like? You like punk rock, right?
Yeah, I'm more into the hardcore punk, but I listen to everything.
Yeah.
Clash is my all-time favorite.
Nice. But hardcore punk. This guy's a hardcore punk freak. And Oi, right? You like Oi.
Do love the Oi.
You know, just so we get our taste of punk, because, Bob, there's different tastes of punk. Like, you know what? I have to mention, I have a newfound respect for your job, Bob, sitting here and sifting through all this emo every week.
Emo punk is not punk.
I'll go ahead and say it. I don't care, man. I know the way you pick the show playlist. You know, you play the politics and everything, and you include things that maybe you don't like, but you think people like. I didn't do that. I picked things that I like, so whatever. This might be the only time I'm on here, so I sifted through and looked for something suitable to Bobby's tastes.
Hey, Dying Scene Radio listeners, if you don't like this week's podcast music, please direct all hate mail to BobbyPickles@DyingScene.com. Bobby, I got some more news. Can I have permission to speak?
Oh, I'm sorry, Bob. I don't want to take over, man.
Frank Turner has announced that his new album, Positive Songs for Negative People, will be released worldwide on August 7th. He's released a music video for his new single, The Next Storm, as well as the album's track list. Now, being the nice guy that he is, he took some time to play a stripped-down version for Punks in Vegas right before Punks in Bowling last month. He played a couple songs then, too, from the new record, Love 40 Down, Josephine, and Glorious You. I'm thinking at this point, dude, if he's releasing all this music before the record comes out, he's doing us a solid. I don't even got to buy his record. I've already heard the whole thing.
That's actually true, Bob. I have noticed that constant trickle of his music constantly.
I figured I'd just wrap it all up into one big doobie and present it to everybody and let you know that you can go to DyingScene.com and check that joint out from Frank Turner right there. So from promoting shows to creating your own punk vest, one of the best things about the punk scene is its DIY mentality. Sometimes, however, doing it yourself is easier said than done. And for this reason, Dying Scene has come up with some idea that our listeners and readers need to know how to make a DIY punk rock vest. So in case you ever wanted to know, it's a step-by-step guide on how to make a vest. One, choose your jacket wisely. You can make a vest from any type of material, but why do you want anything that's so fucking time-consuming as you don't intend it for it to last for years? So denim is usually best. Learn to sew. If you're sticking needles in your arms, sewing should be a piece of cake. But seriously, 2 feet of thread can go a long way. A few minutes of reading this article, and it'll go a long way with keeping your patches on when you wash. Oh, wait a minute. Never mind. Dirty squatters don't take baths. And, hey, select your patches. Seems like an easy job, right, Bobby?
Are you a vest guy? I never did that.
Hey,
what about
no,
you?
No, I don't wear a vest, but I found it completely amusing that there's a step-by-step guide on how to create a punk rock vest on DyingScene.com. Also included was studding, cleaning, and the upkeep. It's a very lengthy article. For those of you scum punks that can't read, there's plenty of pictures to help you connect all the dots. Now hurry up and get to Hot Topic before the next generation of kids ruin everything.
Well, I think you bring up an interesting point. I never did the whole vest thing ever, right?
Well, you're not a punk, Bobby. You're
Tone. What do you think about that, Tone? I'm not a punk because I never did that. What does that mean? Is that true? Does he have any validity?
That's
here?
Not true.
That's not true, right?
That's not true.
All right. Thank you. Thank you for reassuring me, buddy.
So, okay, hold on. You're talking vest, and let's get real here. Let's talk about motorcycle gangs, the Outlaws, Hell's Angels. All of them wear vests. Now, can you
Bob,
say you're
bring
in
up a very interesting point, and I see your point.
Can you say that you're in a Hell's Angels if you don't have the vest with the patch on the back?
Dude, you don't even want to know about the Hell's Angels. This guy knows a little bit, right? I mean,
I know
just
a
living
bit
in the city. Remember right around where the other screen shop at?
Yeah, your old shop.
My old shop. Right around the
corner.
Also
right around the corner from CBGB's and Bowery Electric.
Right, but it was right around from the Hell's Angels spot.
Yeah, they're
who actually we did t-shirts for, and they came. I shouldn't even be talking about this, right? They came in and they took all the screens back, you know, because evidently, you know,
at gunpoint,
intellectual property. No, they just came back and took every screen that had anything with Hell's Angels.
They're very protective of their intellectual material.
Right.
Yeah.
So
it's just like the anyway. Sale on the white sheets at Kmart, man. You can't buy more than three packages in certain counties.
That would be down south, I believe.
Dude, Bob Noxious, man. He's always comes out with the thing that's like totally fucked up. I love it.
You just so, come hey, up with the
Bob,
stupid
can
shit.
We do, what, you think music by now?
I don't know. I wish you'd play some more music, man, because my mouth is getting dry. I'm parched all from right. all this talking that I'm doing, spouting out news and knowledge to all the listeners.
This next track is from the UK female-fronted punk act, Dragster. And they just released a music video for this here kick-ass little number entitled Dead Punk. And you can check it out in all its chainsaw-wielding glory on DyingScene.com. But before your eyes can be entertained, let your ears lead the way. This is the title track off the band's most recent EP released earlier this year on STP Records. Here's Dragster with Dead Punk on Dying Scene Radio.
Weasel, you're listening to Dying Scene Radio. God help you.
Who got drunk in the middle of traffic? With the devil in my lungs, I was driving real fast. Now I feel like a fucking demon. I wanna fly out the sea, cause I'm with the ceiling. I wanna fly out the sea and come out with the ceiling. I can wake up underwater.
Track you just heard entitled Woke Up Drunk. Check it out on DyingScene.com. Woke Up Drunk appears on Choke Up's debut full-length, Black Coffee, Bad Habits, which was released through Black Numbers back in February. The band's about to hit the road with Philly's Ma Jolie, some French fucking band, I don't know. I hope that's correct pronunciation once again, the dates of which are available on, you guessed it, DyingScene.com. Bob, the Lightning did not end up winning the Stanley Cup. Are you sad? Whatever.
You know what, man? Life goes on in Tampa Bay, you know. There are worse things to be upset about, a bunch of dudes who are, you know, playing with a hurt groin on the ice. Put it on ice, fellas, and we'll get them next year. Better luck next time. Whatever, you know. Go team.
Now, Bob, my cohort next to me here.
Don Mattingly?
Yeah, Don Mattingly.
It's actually a Canoe jersey.
He's a big hockey fan, right?
Yes, I am.
Yes, you are.
My favorite sport.
And what's your favorite team?
I'm a Ranger fan.
You're a Ranger fan. So actually, we took them out, though. Tampa Bay took you guys out.
Yep.
And we were watching the game when you knew they were about to go down. You said you had a stomach ache.
No,
and
I said I had a fucking migraine.
Quietly. Woo!
I told you I had a migraine.
So angry.
But I did call the Blackhawks over Tampa in six.
Yep, you did. You did. And see, and that's what happened, Bob. We didn't win the Stanley Cup down there.
And it's all your fault for rubbing it in.
You know, I heard somebody on Facebook post, and it was quite funny. What's worse, the fact that Tampa Bay lost the Stanley Cup or the fact they have to return to Florida? I thought that was good.
Chicago is just too good of a team.
Yeah, they were good. They were awesome. Tampa didn't even deserve to win it at the end. I totally gave up on them, I'll admit it. And Chicago just looked like you couldn't score. You couldn't
Tampa
score.
Tampa surprised me this year. I did not expect them to be this
good
of a team.
Okay, so do you give any street cred whatsoever to the groin injury?
I don't, because as a goaltender, you're always moving left, right, making butterfly maneuvers. You're not doing that with a torn groin. I don't give a fuck who you are. It's not going to happen.
So you don't think that he actually has a torn groin?
Not torn. It could have been strained, but definitely not torn, because if it's torn, you're not walking.
Right. Bob, what do you got in the newsroom?
Well, DyingScene.com is stoked to bring the latest installment of the recently reincarnated Dying Scene Sessions. Today's session features Joey and Jason of The Briggs performing the songs Gridlocked and Broken Bones off their latest self-titled release. The Briggs released that EP this past Cinco de Mayo, and it was the band's first release since their 2008 record, Come All You Madman, through Side One Dummy. The full band is set to embark on a two-week tour of the West Coast with 7 Seconds and Success. Links to the videos as well as their tour dates are available through Dying Scene. Old-school East Coast punk rock band The Freeze have just announced a run of U.S. tour dates, kicking off July 24th in Ventura, California, bringing them all the way up through Washington until the end of August. They released their last album, Freak Show, in 2013. Also, Bobby, just as I continue going on with a couple of tour news, the Canadian horror punk rock quartet Black Cat Attack, featuring former Sum 41 guitarist Dave Brown Soundbatch, have announced a short string of Canadian tour dates with the New Jersey punk band The Jasons. Black Cat Attack's latest EP, Bright Side of the Moon, was released in April, while The Independents released Into the Light, their first new album in 5 years, this past March. You can catch Black Cat Attack right here in my garage on this show in about a month, when they come back through the U.S. If you want to hear a funny story about me and The Independents and what a band should not do on the tour, catch me when the tape's not rolling. Bobby, give me some more music. What do you got? You got some new Motorhead for me?
Yeah, I got some new Motorhead for you.
I was hoping you'd say that! I'm so stoked, man. Motorhead!
Bob, speaking of lightning which didn't thunder, it's been about a week since British rock and roll icons Motorhead announced that their new album, Bad Magic, is going to be released. And now they've released their first new track off said album. Available for streaming on DyingScene.com. You can give her a listen right now, this very minute. Bad Magic, which will be the band's 22nd studio album, is set to be released on August 28th. Here's Lemmy and the Boys with their tune Thunder and Lightning on Dying Scene Radio.
Listening to Dying Scene Radio.
Dying Scene Radio.
We got the Mad Splatter on the line.
Yeah, I'm Chuck. I play bass in the Mad Splatter.
You're down in Atlantic City, is that right?
Yes, sir.
You guys are originally from Philadelphia. What are you, like a horror punk band? What would you consider yourselves? It sounds like either Screeching Weasel fucked a Misfit or a Misfit fucked a Screeching Weasel. I think the second one was more appropriate.
That's pretty accurate. The first time we ever played out of town, it was in Boston, and some kid came up to me after our set and said we sounded like it was Road to Ruin meets Static Age, and I thought that was a pretty cool compliment.
Hell yeah, man. I mean, are you a fan
of
both
of those
bands?
That's a pretty good way to put it.
I mean, the Ramones are everything to us, and Screeching Weasel too, big time. I mean, we love the Misfits, but I think when we started, it was more so like, just we're so into horror movies. And we just figured, I don't know, there's enough songs about girls in the world, so you figure maybe you try something different, give yourself a little, I don't want to say gimmick, but I guess it's kind of a gimmick.
You said everybody loves horror movies. Do you have like a favorite character or a favorite monster or something like that? Or
I like Leatherface quite a bit. I think the first Texas Chainsaw is a pretty perfect film. I tend to gravitate more towards like the absurdly cartoonish, campy horror as opposed to like, you know, the real gritty stuff. I like the stuff where there's like buckets of blood and you know that couldn't really ever actually happen.
Right. You love Rob Zombie movies, basically. right? Wouldn't that categorize?
Definitely at least House of a Thousand Corpses, right? And then, I don't know, Devil's Rejects got a little, I don't know, that was almost like a Western, right?
Man, that was creepy, the guy with the clown face.
That's Sid Haig. He's a genre legend.
Now, do you have some songs about him?
No, I don't think we have one about him.
See, you gotta write one about him, man.
Well, that was kind of the songwriting process, I think, in the early days, was you watch a movie and then you write a song about it.
How do you do the songwriting process now, then?
Well, it's funny. It's actually my singer. The band was just him when he started, and he had done some demos, and he played all of the instruments, and he thought it was going to be kind of a goof. And then he played them for me, and I said, look, these are really, really good. Like, this should be a band. So we kind of just did it that way. So in the early days, it was all our singer, Scott. And now, more so, it's very collaborative. Like, the last song we finished on the new EP, we wrote it all together, and it's been pretty cool.
And it's always been you guys all the same lineup?
We replaced our guitar player and our drummer not too long ago, about 6 months ago. Me and the singer are the original guys. Our guitar player moved to Portland, so, you know, that was that. And then, you know, our drummer, I don't want to throw anybody through the mud, but...
We know what it's all about, man. I'm sure Bob can attest to it.
My name's been dragged all through the mud. Come on. We know this.
Oh, no, Bob, I'm sure it's not as bad as they say.
It's worse.
We started, I think, in late 2007, and we had the same exact lineup up until last December, so we had a nice little run of it being all the original guys. But I tell you what, man, honestly, I never felt as motivated and as into this band. Like, the new guys that we got really add enthusiasm, and we actually, our new guitar player is such a good guitar player, and all the songs we had written for the new record, he really, like, went through and made them even better because he's so talented.
You have so much passion. That's awesome. You have a new single out. It's currently on DyingScene.com. What's the name of the single and the new record that you have out? Is it an EP?
Yeah, it's going to be a 7-inch. I think it's going to be a vinyl-only release. We're still working that out. The song's called Dead Boyfriend. The album's called Children Shouldn't Play With Dead Things, which is the name of an old horror movie. Actually, all four songs on it have the word dead in the title, so that's how we came up with that.
That's poetry. Fantastic.
Hey, speaking of dead things, how's Mauser doing?
Oh, come on, man. Too soon, bro.
Did the cat not make it?
No, he passed away. Actually, the next morning, the vet had to put him down. That's what are you going to do? It is what it is. I'd like to mention also, if I have a second, we're going to do a full length by the end of the year as well. It's a concept album, actually. It's all written. It's called The Rose. It's a little different than our other stuff because it's more like kind of about the occult as opposed to like slasher movies and stuff. And there's a lot of Satan in it, so that's fun.
Nice. So you're getting really sick. It's perfectly okay. You have a taste of the macabre. Just like our good friend Bob over here.
I don't know if you guys have ever seen Children of the Corn.
Great movie.
Sure.
But that's where the title came from, the weird like god that the kids worship. It's called He Who Walks Behind the Rose.
I gotta check this one out.
Oh my god, I remember that movie when I was growing up, man.
That's unnerving shit, man.
It was. I have images of the little kids walking through the stalks. That's a fucked up movie, man. That was a good movie. Bob, did you see that movie when you were a child? As well?
Yeah, I was a child way back then when that movie came out. I was in my diapers when I saw that.
We're peeling back the onion that is Bob as we go along here.
Every week. Every single week, man. Chuck, I got to ask you, I saw that you guys did a show recently with the Dwarves. And how did that go?
It was awesome. It was really, really cool. That was really an honor to do that. You know, I mean, we're the first band, so the place wasn't super packed yet, but it seemed like we really connected with the audience that was there to see the Dwarves. Actually, some kid came up to me after we played at that show and said he didn't know any of the other bands on the show besides the Dwarves, but he liked us the best, and I just thought that was the coolest thing.
Hell yeah, man, for sure. Hey, you know what? You may not have your name at the top of the bill, but at least your name is on the bill, and that's all that matters, man. That guy will probably remember you forever because you talked to him and took the time.
At this age, I'd settle for just being the guy that sets up the PA or something.
You got no July shows booked? You willing to play any, what, venue, bar, basement, barbecue, bar mitzvah, or bowling alley? Whatever. What's the slimiest shithole that the band's ever played at?
The slimiest shithole? Wow.
Hold on. I apologize before you have to even answer this, man. I apologize on behalf of the show. All right, proceed.
Okay, so we played this one bar in Brooklyn probably close to 10 times in the span of 2 years. I'm not going to name it because it wouldn't be very nice, but there was always a guy outside the door selling Coke. Like, it was one of those places. And then the owner of the place tried to fight me one time. I think that was the last time we actually played there.
Hold on. Was it Trash Bar?
No, it wasn't Trash Bar. Okay. You know what the hell? It was Tommy's Tavern. You know that place?
No, I don't know. Do you know? Do you know?
I don't know that one.
All right.
Yeah, it was the kind of place that was like you couldn't fit three people side by side, and then the bands played in like the back room. It was like an unfinished, like musty, clearly illegal situation, and nobody ever got paid. Although we did buy some good bootleg DVDs one time when we were there.
I actually lived in Brooklyn for a year and a half. I lived in Crown Heights. What section was that in?
I think they said it was Greenpoint. My friends who lived in New York always told me it was a section of Brooklyn nobody ever goes to.
Greenpoint's fine. Greenpoint people go to.
It's difficult playing in New York, man, because there's a million different cool things going on every night. You know, it's tough to get a crowd out to a show there.
Yeah, you're right. There is so much out there. In order to attract people, you definitely have to be a worthy act, man, to make it out there. But you know what? You can go busk down in the subway line. I think it's called busking.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. When you go there singing for your supper?
Yeah, you can go singing for your supper down on the L line, play your whore punk rock, bro. And I definitely think you get enough money in the hat.
Why not? You two did it in Times Square.
Well, we don't need much. We're simple folk.
What's on your mind? Could be your boyfriend stepping down from behind. Last night, we tried to discover a bad day by broken side.
Dying Scene Radio.
They were Christian pop punk veterans MXPX, who are, according to the last episode of Weasel Radio, no longer Christian. That was their cover of the 1993 classic Screeching Weasel tune, Leather Jacket. Prior to that, we played a track entitled Dead Boyfriend by the Philadelphia pop punk act The Mad Splatter. That tracks off their upcoming EP, Children Shouldn't Play With Dead Things. Bob, do you suppose it's possible for a Christian horror punk group to exist?
I'll be honest with you, Bobby. I didn't give too much thought about it because I don't really give a shit. If you love the Lord, then praise Jesus and please pass the peaches. And if you don't, I don't give two shits about that either, man. It is what you want. You want Buddha up your butthole, that's fine too.
Bob, do you remember when they were a Christian band before, back in the day?
I didn't like them then either, and I don't like them now.
But just kidding. Were you aware that they weren't Christian? Because I wasn't aware.
Yes, I was aware. They haven't been Christian for a long time. You know, the early point in their career, they brought their Bibles and everything, and I think that they got turned out, probably at one of the Warped Tour. Probably Warped Tour 98. They got switched out. They got turned around, and it's been different ever since for those guys. They don't care if you love Jesus either.
That's hilarious. What do you got in the newsroom, Bob?
The New Jersey legendary ska punk pioneers Catch 22 have announced a rare run of live dates this summer. The shows will be Catch 22's first live appearance in nearly 3 years, and it'll be the band playing in Canada's Amnesia Rock Fest, as well as a run of the Northeast headlining shows. Now, the band's headlining shows will feature hand-picked support each night, mixing fan-favorite acts with some of punk rock's most talented up-and-comers. The June shows will include performances from The Fad, High School Football Heroes, Sammy Kay, and the reuniting Dinkus Nine. The July shows will feature support from 9-member Roomba ska punk band Ascultura and promising Boston punk upstarts Rebuilder. Rebuilder, the Boston band, will be supporting their recently released debut full-length Rock and Roll in America, which is out now via Panic State Records. And speaking of Rebuilder, since I'm speaking of Rebuilder, frontman Sal Medrano, I almost butchered that name, was interviewed by Dying Scene editor Jay Stone this past week, and he gives his take on building a band in the current punk scene. I'll sum up this lengthy article with this. Shit or get off the pot. The Boston band will be supporting their recently released debut, Rock and Roll America, on that aforementioned tour with Catch 22. Crossover icons DRI have announced that their highly anticipated new EP is now in post-production. The band has announced no official release date or title, but their last full-length record, Full Speed Ahead, was released in 1995. Now, nearly a year ago, DRI parted ways with their longtime drummer, Rob Rampey, who has since been replaced by Brandon Carnes. Now, the last that I've seen Rob Rampey, he was selling all of his DRI memorabilia, including a huge logo backdrop of the iconic skanking mosher dude. Responding to his posts online, frontman Spike Cassidy told Rob to consider it his severance pay. Ooh, drama. Someone needs to learn how to get some new viewing permissions on Facebook and a new drum set. December is only 6 months away, but NoFX has just announced they'll be playing 4 shows in Brazil that month with Reefer, or Reffer. I'm not even sure. But that's the supporting act on all the dates.
There's a lot of bands playing in Brazil.
Yep, and I was just going to get to that, too, which is... you threw me off. You're stepping on me.
Pickles. You son of a bitch. God damn it. It was bound to happen. This levee was bound to break at any time.
You mess him up again, Prickles?
Bob, what do you think about the news job?
It's your job. I mean, I think that, you know, I like picking music, but, well, you know, you did a fine job picking music this week, you know. Like I said, hate mail, send it directly to BobbyPickles@DyingScene.com. Copy me on that so I can, you know, get a good chuckle out of that as well.
Even who else is going to be in Brazil?
I know that Pennywise is going to be out there. Where did that? I had that link. Yeah, here it is. The legendary California punk bands Pennywise and Face to Face will be playing 5 shows together in Brazil in November. Pennywise's latest album, Yesterday's, came out back in July on Epitaph, while Face to Face plans to hit the studio later this year to record a new album. It'll be their first since 2013's Three Chords and a Half Truth. Yeah, why didn't they just catch up with NoFX and go in December? You know why? Because Jim Lindbergh is a dad. He doesn't travel after Turkey Day.
Face to Face is going to record a new album. I'm fucking stoked about that, man. I love Face to Face, dude. And I'm going to say it right now, just like I proclaimed. You remember I proclaimed that we were going to talk to Ben Weasel eventually? I will proclaim right now that we're going to talk to Face to Face eventually, man.
Good.
I will make that happen.
Cool.
I got a nice little Face to Face story at some point we'll tell.
Right on. Anyway. Well, let me tell you about these couple more festivals, because it is festival season. And even though the It's Not Dead Festival official website is currently defunct, Lagwagon frontman Joey Cape has confirmed that the festival is going to happen. It's Not Dead will be held on October 10th, 2015, at the San Manuel Amphitheater in somewhere in California, DeVore, California. It's going to feature many of the legendary punk acts such as Bad Religion, Descendants, NoFX, Pennywise, Anti-Flag, Strung Out, Lagwagon, The Vandals, Bouncing Souls, TSOL, Adolescence, Pulley, Agent Orange, The Dickies, Sham 69, CJ Ramone, Less Than Jake, H2O, the list goes on and on and on. It's Not Dead Festival will feature old school skaters Steve Caballero, Mike Fraser, Neil Hendricks, Omar Hassan, and the BMXers Dennis McCoy and Rick Thorne. Man, I wish I lived on the West Coast where it was 1998 all the time. Warp Tour! Yeah. Fat Guy Fest and Shakespeare's Lower Level have announced the second annual Fat Guy Fest, which will feature 46 bands you've probably only heard of if you live in a local area. $25 gets you the three-day pass. Go check it out. DyingScene.com.
Fat Guy Fest?
Fat Guy Fest.
Jesus Christ, I should go to that fest.
Yeah, you should, man. You should check it out.
I should go.
Some of the bands on there, I didn't write them down, man. Did I? Yeah, I did. Here they are. The Penske File. We just talked about them being on tour with Screeching Weasel. Cheap Girls, World's Scariest Police Chases, Reverse the Curse, and Dad Jeans.
Correction, they're on with Big Wig.
Oh, yeah, Big Wig. Hey, dad jeans, is that a thing, man? I remember mom jeans, but what are dad jeans? Can I get a clarification on that?
Dad jeans?
Yeah.
What the fuck is dad jeans?
That's the name of the band.
Is that like Dad Rock, Bob? The Antidotes mentioned down in Florida.
Oh, that's right. They did pin that, didn't they?
Yeah, that's down there in Port Charlotte, the Dad Rock. That's the way to go, apparently.
Right on.
And that's your inside baseball on that subject.
The Meat Man have just finished up an East Coast tour, and now they're going to head over to the West Coast for some more dates with Against the Grain, The Hookers, and fellow Michigan natives, Child Bite. The Meat Man last released Savage Sagas on May 27th of last year through Self-Destructo Records. Check out the tour dates online. New Orleans punkers Pears have just announced a lengthy run of U.S. headlining shows that they will be playing this summer prior to their previously announced fall tour with Teenage Bottle Rocket. Pears recently signed to Fat Records, who will be re-releasing their debut full-length Go to Prison worldwide this coming July 24th. The label will also be putting out a brand new album from the boys in 2016. Who invited these guys to the party? New Jersey pop-punk band Man Overboard are teaming up with the Nashville-based Salem Town Board Company to launch a collaborative skate team. The goal of this collective will be to provide exposure and professional opportunities to up-and-coming skaters of all kinds and skill levels. Selected skaters will receive skateboard decks, Man Overboard merch, tickets to shows, music, and an appearance in a music video from one of the songs off of the band's upcoming album, Heavy Love. And here's what guitarist Wayne Wildrick has to say on the project. Growing up, skateboarding was a major influence on us. It opened up our world to new places, new ways of thinking, new music, and new cultures. It influenced us to look at the streets and the world in a more creative way. And it's safe to say that we would not be the people that we were today if we had never stepped foot on a skateboard. Well, that being said, we're very excited to announce that we will be working alongside Salem Town Skate Company to help promote skateboarding, trying to find new ways of collaborating and bringing awareness to it. Keep your eyes peeled for some special updates in the coming week. That's it with the news, Bobby. You got some more music? Or you got a way to finish the show up? Sum it up. What you got?
Everybody, if you have any interesting comments about Bob's style of news giving, please direct those to BobNoxious@DyingScene.com.
Hit me up on Twitter @BobNoxious.
Bob, I think we're going to end the show with Tone Loki, man. I'm going to let him introduce this last song because it's more up his alley. And actually, you know, if we could talk first for a second, Tone, we're going to try to plan on talking to these guys, right?
Yes, we are.
That's right.
They're actually doing a show June 27th and doing a record release show in Reading.
Reading, Pennsylvania. What's the name of the place?
The venue is Club Reverb, located at 1402 North 9th Street, Reading, Pennsylvania. It's going to be Wisdom and Chains with a record release party and barbecue, supported by Strength for a Reason, Yesterday's Youth, Demented, Paid in Full, and more. 2-week advance price of $5 per ticket. After that, it's going to be $10 a ticket or $13 day of show.
Now, that's pretty reasonable price.
8 bands, $13.
And are you happy about all those bands?
It's going to be an insane.
So we're going to go and we're going to talk to these motherfuckers.
Yes, we are.
Right? So, Bob, look forward to that.
I look forward to your conversation with the fucker of mothers.
Here's the part you would like, Bobby. $2 PBR. From 6 to 8 p.m.
My fucking business associate over here, he's selling it, man. Everybody should go. Listen, if you're in the Philly area, Chuck, who we just talked to with the Mad Splatter, he should make his way out there, too. Everybody should make their... Chuck, if you're listening to this because we just talked to you, buddy, tell all your friends that this show's going on, man, if you're into that stuff. Because...
Yeah, man.
Hey, man, they're a little touch of the macabre, too, right?
A little bit. They touch on it, like, a song or two here and there.
All right.
I'm just going to go on and touch a macabre here while I say goodnight.
Thanks, everybody. It was nice talking to you this week. I'm happy now Did you have any more insight to give on the role change on this week's episode?
Not until after I hear this Wisdom and Chains right here, man.
This next track is from the Pennsylvania hardcore band Wisdom and Chains. They've announced that their upcoming fifth album, The God Rhythm, will be released on June 30th through Fast Break Records. Here's my boys, Mad Joe and Richie. Great musicians, better dudes. Come out and show them some love at their record release show on the 27th. Here's a new tune from them called Joy Ramon, right here on Dying Scene Radio.
This is Blag the Ripper representing the Dwarves, and you're tuned to the sounds of Dying Scene Radio.
Dying Scene!